Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello. Good again. Hello to you all, and welcome to the Eric St. Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from each and every day in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Great place to go to pick up a Yamaha golf cart, if that's your thing. Wouldn't that be fun? Decked out, tricked out. They can customize to your specific needs. They also have a top-notch service department. If you need any work done on your existing gear, or if you want anything done to the stuff that you get from my friends at Impact Power Sports, perhaps it is a side-by-side. Perhaps it's a UTV. You know, that's like one that you can, like, you know, you shoot the deer and you need some, it's got like a bed in the back. And it's fun, too. The grandkids love it. Here I am talking about grandkids. Proof that this is an old person show. But for some reason, young people like it. Online at impactpowersportsmi.com. I was in the presence with one of my man crushes yesterday. And that would be Brian Vander Ark of the Verve Pipe. My God. He is such a dreamboat. His hair is I can't. I'm like looking at his hair, and I'm like, it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. How do you do that? And that's coming from someone who knows he has the greatest hair ever, but with an asterisk, unless I'm standing next to Brian Vander Ark. Rebecca says Mr. Vander Ark has aged like fine wine. You're not kidding. I mean, when he was a young, gangly dude, you know, he's... But what the hell? This is Brian now. I mean, he can't take a bad picture. Here he is. He's kind of like, looking on. Look at this. Oh, my God. What the fuck? Weird pose. Well, that's a winner. Here he is getting ready to go to divorce court or something. I don't know what the fuck's going on. So I go to baby shower. Murder lover Linda says, is he single asking for a friend? I don't know. I don't know. We didn't talk about that. We talked about Bob Dylan songs and Tragically Hip songs, and we talked about songwriting, and we talked about, I go to him, I go, hey, you still got that great house in East Grand Rapids? He goes, no, it's my ex's now. I'm like, oh, no, it's a great house. He goes, technically, it's still mine because we're still going through the divorce. I go, buddy, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Brian. But it was Travis Gibbs and Abby Gibbs' baby shower. They've got a baby boy coming to town in October. Travis is a terrific radio talent on WLAV. They have a there's a show called Michelle and Greg with Travis. Michelle McCormick, Greg Henson, and Travis Gibbs. Travis started at LAV when I was at WBBL. Right away, I liked him, and we've kind of grown in friendship over the years. He's only like 30. He's like one of the last of the few young people in radio that can probably still be a success at it, despite radio being radio. I think there'll always be a place for people like Travis. So it's over at Michelle's house. Go in there, and it's wall-to-wall radio people from Cumulus. You got Crystal, who was in HR at both Town Square and at Cumulus. She's a longtime friend. Legendary engineer Dave Grant, who set up this studio here. He was hired by Q100, and he set all this shit up for me. And he was more involved in the wiring of the house. We had to do some boring shit, and Dave loves that boring shit. He's good at it. Of course, Michelle, Greg, Travis. Did I mention Rachel? Rachel from Hot FM, who she might be one of the most attractive human beings I've ever seen in my life, next to Brian Vander Ark. In my personal life, of people I know, Brian is the most attractive male, and Rachel is the most attractive female. These are beautiful people. And I haven't seen her for 7 years. And I'm like, you're getting younger, to myself. I didn't want to make it weird, you know. But just lovely. Her radio partner, Rob Sparks, he's there. There's a guy by the name of Big Joe. Do you know who Big Joe is? He used to be known as Flounder on the radio, and he now works for Town Square. He works in the same building as my good friends, Free Beer and Hot Wings, and his lovely wife. And, yeah, just a good time hanging out. And so Vander Ark is there, and we're chatting away, like I said, about Bob Dylan songs, having a good time. And I remembered there's a TikTok video of him. He's got like this rivalry going on with Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20. At least he thought that he had like a fun rivalry going on with Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20. Similar in the genre, similar in the audience demographic, you know, chicks. Well, maybe not. I mean, there's a lot of dudes that love the Verve Pipe. I know I do. If you ever get a chance to see the Verve Pipe or Brian doing any solo acoustic work, take my word for it. You definitely want to see this. Branjo is getting ahead of me and very close to getting muted. Don't steal the thunder of the jokes, okay? I'll get to it, God damn it. This is from the Verve Pipe TikTok. See Brian there getting out of the van.
Arriving at the venue. The victim
somewhere in between. Seriously, think fucking Rob Thomas has to move his own goddamn cones to get the van into place?
Okay, so if you're not watching, arriving at the venue, Brian has to get out of the van. Move the cones to get the van parked.
Arriving at the venue. The victim
somewhere in between. Seriously, think fucking Rob Thomas has to move his own goddamn cones to get the van into place?
Arriving at the venue.
I could love this. I guess there's a whole series of these. Oh my God, look at that asshole. Look how handsome that... Look at that fucking hair!
So Channing was just telling us that we're in Asheville, North Carolina, and it's the capital of North Carolina. And also, it is also the home of the Discoverer, which is, you know, when you go to a grocery store and there's little black marks from people's feet on the linoleum, it's the pole that has the tennis ball on the end of it that you scrub off the black stripe. So kind of interesting for Asheville. We're here in Asheville tonight, if you want to join us. We're at the Asheville Music Hall.
Shut up. Quit being handsome. I'm so jealous of that hair. So I go, how does Thomas react to these? He goes, he's not having it. I go, what? Yeah, Brian goes, yeah, I texted him. Hey, man, just having some fun. And because they like know each other, I guess. And he goes, no response, nothing. He's not digging it. He goes, I don't know, but he's not responding to me. So I'm just assuming he's pissed off about it. David says Verve Pipe is far better than Matchbox 20. Rebecca is here. She says, I missed the first half of the Patreon last night. I missed a lot. Straight fire. Amanda says, hey, I did too. I'm all caught up now. Hey. Yeah, it's definitely interesting. It's a good chock full of info, Patreon. Yesterday's Patreon bonus podcast, there is only the audio. The video one is not going to be available. It isn't available, so you'll only be able to consume yesterday's Patreon through the audio. My apologies for that. All right. I wanted to get to a clip that was sent to me. I got an email from Freddie. Freddie writes, and I've been getting a lot of these emails from defectors. The defectors are the reference, the people referred to who have recently abandoned my pals at Free Beer and Hot Wings and find what I do by myself alone, a microphone, three dogs, and a camera, to be more interesting than the nonsense that they do. And we all know that. Anyone who has paid attention to me for any amount of time knows that it's just easier to listen to. It's more interesting. It's more funny. It's not hokey and cheesy and stupid. It's as adult as it gets. And the willingness to discuss the important things that, you know, the whole world is talking about. Freddie says, EZ, I was a longtime listener of FBHW. I hated when you were fired. I listened to you for a while, and then I went back and forth between both shows. I drive truck for a living for a local fuel company. I think that's what Jeremy K does for a living, delivers fuel. You might even know Jeremy in West Michigan. It was hard to get your show all the time. So I just stuck it out with FBHW. But to be honest, I now cannot stand it. It's all games and dumb hot takes. But I've recently caught wind of your take about Charlie Kirk. And I respect what you said. I respect that you did your homework and not just taking the snippets of what he said. Just thought I'd pass this video along as well. This is a video from a black man and his view on why Charlie Kirk is not a racist. But how it was said could have come off that way, which I touched on that yesterday. That's why when I say that sure as hell sounded racist, but I don't think it's racist. Now, I knew that, but I think when you hear from this guy, it just to me holds more impact and more weight. I know that. I've watched it. I'll share it with you in a second. I have not listened to FBHW this week after seeing what was posted by the girls. But just wanted to shoot you an email and tell you about myself. You said to do that in the chat when you're live. I'm 44, from West Michigan, married, 3 kids, 2 boys, age 12 and 9, and a sassy little 4-year-old girl. I'm very conservative in most of my views, but not all. I tip towards the middle on some things, but respect both sides. My wife is very liberal and comes from a very liberal family. But we have great conversations. We teach our kids to figure things out for themselves and let them decide what they will be when they get older. My wife is originally from Gainesville, Florida. And since moving up here to the Bible Belt, she's leaned more towards the middle as well, like myself. I think it helps us both, and we balance each other on our beliefs. We tease and joke about, well, that's your president, or when your president was in there, things all the time. She's just as upset with the Charlie Kirk killing as I am. I've been a follower of his since 2019. There were some things I didn't agree with, but on most I did. And I love that he was always open and ready to get proved wrong in his stance. And if they didn't agree, he would thank them for coming up and talking and move on. But wanted to say that you gained a listener again, EZ. I still remember the time your daughter crashed a car in the snow and you guys, I believe, called her on the air and she was pissed. Dad, I gotta go! Ha ha. Thank you, Freddie. I appreciate you. Hopefully you're in the chat right now. Let's get to this video he's talking about.
This word has been overused for so long that we don't seem to understand.
He says racist.
This word has been overused for so long that we don't seem to understand what it is anymore. And it's what people call Charlie Kirk, in part for this statement about several prominent black women.
This is the video I played for you yesterday when I said snarky, yes, assholish, yes, not racist.
In fact, you know, if we would have said 3 weeks ago, Blake, if we would have said that Joy Reid and Michelle Obama and Sheila Jackson Lee and Ketanji Brown Jackson were affirmative action picks, we would have been called the racist. But now they're coming out and they're saying it for us. They're coming out and they're saying, I'm only here because of affirmative action. Yeah, we know. You do not have the brain processing power to otherwise be taken really seriously. You had to go steal a white person's slot to go be taken somewhat seriously.
Was that rude and insensitive of Charlie? Yes. Was it a counterproductive personal attack? Also yes. Was it racist? No. The Oxford English Dictionary defines racism as prejudice or discrimination based on race, or the belief that some races are inherently superior. Out of context, Charlie's statement can sound racist. And here's the context. Charlie was talking about affirmative action policies. He was responding to a series of admissions by several of those black women that they benefited from affirmative action, including this one.
I rise today as a clear recipient of affirmative action, particularly in higher education. I may have been admitted on affirmative action, both in terms of being a woman and a woman of color, but I can declare that I did not graduate on affirmative action.
Michelle Obama wrote of her college experiences, I sometimes wondered if people thought I got there because of affirmative action. I went to Harvard, and I've often wondered the same thing. I even had a white liberal, who I knew, throw that in my face. And it's a rational thing to wonder. Charlie voiced the doubt that many were afraid to admit. In a system that factors in race, people will wonder if race is a factor. So if Michelle wondered if people had doubt, wouldn't it be reasonable to expect that some people did have doubt? Now, look, you might think the upside of affirmative action outweighs the downside. That's okay. Charlie disagreed. And here was his mistake. By attacking the intelligence of those women, he made his point in an emotionally unintelligent way. It was racially insensitive. Charlie was a white man commenting on specific black women. So there's a higher chance of him coming across as offensive and other black women feeling defensive. That doesn't mean he can't speak. It's just a reminder to all of us that what you say matters and how you say it matters too. And it wasn't racist. He didn't say they were unqualified because they were black. He said he thought they were unqualified and speculated they were elevated because they were black. And affirmative action policies create the conditions for that speculation. He attacked specific individuals who he thought benefited from a race-based policy. He did not imply that their race made them inferior. Which brings us to our bigger problem. Charlie was just killed. People are celebrating his death. His comment was insensitive. And celebrating death is inhuman. That would be true even if that statement was racist. But that's the problem with social media. An insensitive sentence gets called racist. And then racists get the death sentence. Then people rush to explain, I don't condemn violence, but this is why I'm not bothered. We should all be bothered. We think we know the whole truth, but we don't. Algorithms give us news that confirms our views. So people don't see the Black Leadership Summits Charlie organized. They don't see how he had Black allies who he listened to when he made mistakes. Social media is warping our reality and our humanity. A bad argument doesn't make a bad person, but we exaggerate the bad and explain away the good. And now, many are celebrating the death of a man they're certain they understood. This assassination is a wake-up call for our nation. This is where broken discourse leads. Partisanship isn't working, so we need a new approach. I've got the full breakdown and a path forward on my Substack. Link below.
Oh my God.
Racist.
This motherfucker is so smart. There's nothing else that needs to be said. This statement is the end all be all. All right. This is incredible. This is the type of person who could lead with that excellent wisdom. What a meticulously well thought out thing there, that statement. I need to know more. I am speaking of being attracted. I am attracted about this by this man's wisdom. What a absolute all-star. Wow. He is an intriguingly awesome person. It says, that's Kaizen. Wow, I could watch every one of these. I could listen to this person talk forever about anything. There's several clips. Charlie Kirk, the homophobe. He didn't believe in race. Charlie Kirk, he's thoughtfully expressing the other point of view. And wow, is he, what a smart, sweet, calculated, nurturing soul. Oh my God. That's the type of knowledge and communication skills that everybody should strive for. My God. I would never want to even attempt to try to further that point because he essentially made them all. He made all of the points. The idea that Kirk, it was an insensitive and a degrading statement. Yes. So that's probably a little bit of the, you know, I'm going to be an asshole for some shock value and for the people who watch my show. I think that you get a lot of cynicism, and especially when he's doing the behind the microphone, like similar to this, doing a podcast as opposed to in front of people. It is much easier to be an asshole in a setting of a studio than it is out in the public. Anytime we've played clips of him out in the public, he's nice and he's affable, but firm in his beliefs. And then you get him in the studio and, you know, he turns on his dick superpower. And I get that. Very, very cool. Megan says, it wasn't me. I didn't ask Eric to remove the video. No, you did not. Bulls on Parade 91 says, I've been on the defector list for almost 3 years. I'm glad it's building. Thank you for being here, Bulls on Parade. Jeremy is also a defector who drives fuel trucks and loses weight. Matt says, Freeburn Outwings, they were talking about gluten-free donuts this morning. I yelled, fuck you, at my radio and almost drove into a tree. They suck so bad. Becca Shea says, from now on, when you talk about serious subjects, you need to play a clip of that old man laughing in the doctor's office for some levity. I don't know what that is. Stevie's here. She just got her notification from Twitch. I don't know why that happens to some of you. Becca Shea says, I like him, referring to the guy that we just heard from. That would be, that's Kaizen, T-H-A-T-S, obviously, K-A-I-Z-E-N. And I think that that's important that she likes him. I mean, who doesn't love That's Kaizen after what we just witnessed? There is not one person who would have seen that right now on this show that would have said, yeah, I don't see it that way. No one with any wits whatsoever, and I hope that's all of you, would be able to pick that apart and say anything negative about what that man said. And it does add credibility to it because he's a black guy.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
I can say till I'm blue in the face or black in the face, probably not black in the face, that that wasn't racist. And some people might see my point like they did yesterday. But it's intensely validated when the black guy says it. Has all the credibility in the world. David says that guy is super smart. Alan, elect that man. Black belt Nick, I agree, perfectly presented. Amanda says, I need a link. It will be in the show notes if you missed any of this. Francis says, I just got here and only caught the end of that. Glad I caught some of it. And I would like to say, as a point of pride, before I even knew who this person was, because I just clicked on the clip today on Freddie's email. I didn't even know that it existed yesterday. The fact that I played the exact same clip and made the same fucking points shows that I am one with the black man. All right? I have so much wit and wisdom. It's unbelievable. It is oozing from my pores. The knowledge is intense. And everything I said is completely validated. And that makes me happy. That's like in the W column right there. LJ Guy 2004 says, what do you think Freebird and Hot Wings thinks of this? I don't know. They're too busy doing silly things that don't matter in the world. We have really widened the gap in content between this show and that show in the past week. We do compete for the audience's time. That's why I talk about the defectors, the ones who break rank, cut ties immediately, and devote as much time as they can listening and viewing what's going on here. You can say all you want, well, that's radio, this is podcast, it doesn't matter. It's like, well, no, it does, because I'm looking for the time that people would invest with me. If they've decided to give me 3 minutes of their time a day, that's excellent. If the 3 minutes grows to 6 minutes and then 9 minutes and 12 minutes, that's because it's better. That's why I talk about the defectors. Now, I didn't start finding out about people actually defecting till not that long ago. You know, the Chris's in Buffalo, the Jeremy K's, the Chris's in Vermont. Patrick here, Suspicious Maximum, he's a defector. So for the past 4 years, maybe, ever since the Zaniacs left, I've been getting these, hey, I'm a defector. They didn't call themselves a defector, but that's kind of a name that I came up with. Alan in Wisconsin is a defector. And these are the people that are always here. They're always in the chat contributing to the conversations. And that's not counting the silent ones. David is a defector. Nick says, have you ever thought about putting a billboard up in Grand Rapids? I used to put billboards up a lot at the start of the podcast. And it's just a matter of doing it again. It's really simple. I actually don't like talking about how I am able to put a billboard on. But because it's so incredibly easy, I don't want other people who either have radio or podcast to do it, but it's incredibly effective and inexpensive. Bulls on Parade 91 says, I'm listening to the old archives every day at work. I just don't see why anyone would listen now. It's not even slightly funny. The old episodes have me laughing my ass off several times every episode. I'll tell you this. I don't like to listen to the old episodes. Like, I've got a bunch that I post from 2009 to about when I got fired. And very rarely I will listen to, like, the first segment of one. Now, from shows that are that old, I don't remember what I have said in any one of those. Hell, I don't remember what I said yesterday. So, to me, it's very odd that I'm listening to things. It's essentially hearing something for the first time, but it's of my then friends and me. And then I'll be kind of like, when I hear something ridiculous that I say, I'm like, oh my God, what an asshole. Oh shit, that's me. That's weird. Or I'll be like, oh God, that was funny. And then, like, there'll be moments in those shows when Hot Wings will be talking and not getting to any discernible point in an expedited manner. And I can feel the anxiety building up as I listen to it in my truck. And I'm like, and I bet you if I could somehow wave a magic wand and go back to the feeling I had back then, it would be exactly the same. Every time he would talk and it would get even just one sentence past the necessary explanation for whatever it is he's talking about, these alarms start going off in my head and I'm like, oh, gosh. Why can't you self-edit? Francis is here. Francis is a new defector as well. Francis is in Baltimore, Maryland, but discovered the show when I was on it in Nashville, Tennessee. Recently, after the defection, reached out to me and gave me all of the details. Francis writes, it's really true. They say that they want to give people a break from hard stuff. Yeah, they always say, oh, we're a distraction. But I remember y'all having some really thoughtful conversations back in the day, and then something that legit made me laugh out loud. Now it's neither. Useless. Oh, 100%. Scott says they don't address anything. Nothing about Kimmel either. More on that in a second. Patrick says Freebeer's personality has changed. He's so obnoxious now, he's unlistenable. He steps on everybody and makes every topic about him. All right. Well, anyway, thanks. I appreciate you for being here, and I appreciate the kind words. I do want to get to this. There is a political think tank that has reached out to me over the Maitland thing. They describe themselves as influencers and a political think tank. And I don't know. I mean, it could just be some guy in his living room. And they're called the Truth Seekers. Now, that sounds to me like the type of people who would, you know, might try to make a, what do you call that thing again? Free Market Solution, KMK. Shout out KMK. You're like, who is KMK? KMK is the woman that beat my ass. When I made the crack about the kid at the county board meeting, it was her kid. She got pissed off. And she started unloading Free Market Solutions, calling the sponsors. Holy shit. That was precarious. She invented the Free Market Solution. There's no denying it. The Truth Seekers included me in an email that was sent to the general manager of Free Beer and Hot Wings' radio station in town. Subject: inappropriate comments by Maitland Moselle and the assassination of Charlie Kirk. I hope this message finds you well. It has recently come to the attention of many longtime fans of FBHW that co-host Maitland Moselle made deeply inappropriate comments regarding the assassination of political figure Charlie Kirk. As seen in the attached copies, Maitland's statement trivialized Mr. Kirk's death, mocked his actions leading up to the tragedy, and suggested that he was somehow deserving of his fate. This kind of rhetoric not only lacks professionalism, but it also shows a clear absence of empathy for another human being, something especially concerning given that she is part of a widely syndicated radio show. Additionally, Kelly Cheeseborough has been observed expressing similar sentiments, although her comments were not as explicit as Maitland's. Despite the severity of these remarks, neither host has been addressed publicly by the show's management. As dedicated fans who support the show through membership fees, donations, and ongoing engagement, many of us find this behavior deeply discouraging. The lack of a public apology or any acknowledgement of this situation has only added to our concerns. It gives the impression that the Free Beer and Hot Wing show as a whole either condones these comments or, worse, shares the same views. In light of the seriousness of the situation, we respectfully request that some form of action be taken. A public apology or temporary suspension of the involved parties would be an appropriate way to address this matter, show accountability, and restore professionalism to the show. We would like to express that the absence of any discussion of Charlie Kirk or the incident on air, despite it being a topic of public concern, is troubling. To many of us, this silence implies a tacit agreement with the comments made. As this matter has gained attention among fans, we hope that the Free Beer and Hot Wing show will address the situation in a timely and professional manner. If not, we feel it may be necessary to share the story and relevant screenshots with local news outlets to ensure the concerns of the fan base are heard. Thank you for your time and attention to this matter. We look forward to seeing how the show and its management will handle this situation. Sincerely. Signed. I took that out, I guess. And then here are the screenshots. Now, 100%, these screenshots that exist were the ones that were featured on my post. Some audience member of theirs sent me the post, the pictures, because she posted them, she deleted them. I said, well, people need to see this. The internet's written in ink. Here you go, everybody. And that got the ball rolling on this. Make no mistake, I wanted people to see this. David says she's screwed. Alan says, uh-oh. Francis says, whoa. Nick says, poor Maitland. She finally does something interesting and she's getting fucking hammered for it. This is an attempt at a free market solution. But still, whoever that is giving an opportunity for them to acknowledge it and deal with it. All right? That's what's happening. They have an opportunity to turn this around. All you got to do is say, so look, this happened. Maitland's going to be gone for a few days. Kelly's going to be gone for a few days. Yeah, that was a mistake. You can't do that. I mean, that would be great. It would be interesting, too. Their passivity on this thing is remarkable. And also, they are noticing, their audience, that they did discuss when insurance guy got shot in the head. And that's a very serious thing. Even though, quote, they say we're a distraction, so we just do silly things, which is such a cop-out. They did talk about that. It's also been well documented that every time they talked about it, they would say, yeah, Luigi, we don't condone his efforts, but the insurance industry is so bad. What a bunch of assholes. I mean, that's how they approached it. That's how it came off. I, by the way, talked about it on my show, and I said that fucking psychopath is crazy, and anybody who says anything other than that is complicit in the murder. Bob with the crack, when they talk about Luigi Kelly's chair, becomes a waterfall. I believe that 100%. Fucking old maid wanting to bone Luigi Mangione. Fuck that. Ladies and gentlemen, you know who's in the house, who's in attendance? It's the multi-talented Eric Nagel. E-Rock, hello to you. I have not yet watched that video you sent me, but I will. E-Rock makes appearances with us on Who Are These Podcasts. He made an appearance on Who Are These Broadcasters on when we were talking about Howard Stern coming back, and provided some outstanding insight about the return of Howard Stern along with Carl. Let me say this. Typically on any live Who Are These Broadcasters show, if we hit 100 people viewing, we're like, fuck yes. We're so stoked about this. When E-Rock was there and Carl was there, when we were talking about Stern, we had north of 500 people that were watching the show as we did it. It was fantastic. Thank you, buddy. Because of you, we had people that were actually paying attention to us. E-Rock, let me ask you this. Sight unseen, if I played that video that you sent me, which I'm sending to myself right now so that I can look at it as a reminder, do you think it would translate as we speak right now? I mean, I talk about radio all the time, and you said, oh, you will hate radio even more. So let me know if I can get away with that now, if that's worth playing. Nick in Houston says, E-Rock, who do you think is more mentally ill, Opie or Zane? And he says, definitely Ope. 802 Mike C is here. I appreciate you, buddy. Thank you for the nice email. E-Rock says, no, you need to watch. It's a two-part story that happened to me last month. Wait a minute. Are you saying I watch it on here or I watch it off of the podcast? That's because if I can, I'll just play it now. So, or do I just not watch it? Okay. He says, you watch it off the podcast. Thank you. I appreciate you. All right. More on the fallout of Jimmy Kimmel getting shit canned. I actually thought that Jimmy Fallon was funny. As fun, the bar is low with Jimmy Fallon. I've never really found him to be that funny. But this wasn't bad. This wasn't bad at all. You know, on the after the aftermath of Kimmel, and before that Colbert, and make no mistake, where do I stand on this? Okay. I have changed somewhat of my opinion, but not that much. Jimmy Kimmel was making a lot of money, and this is what I think happened. This is my own conspiracy, but I don't think it's that much of a conspiracy. Not really generating the revenue needed to keep that show going. It's an expensive price tag for ABC. Trump, Republican-led FCC, whoever the fuck that is, Trump's had it out for Kimmel forever. And all right, they might have been threatened by the FCC or whatever the fuck. It doesn't matter. That eventually you're going to have to get rid of Jimmy Kimmel. So Kimmel then makes that one crack about Kirk and the MAGA crew. Remember that? I don't want to play it again, but you know what I'm talking about. And then the directors at ABC said, that's it. That's the one we got to do. We have to fire him because Trump and the FCC are demanding it, and they don't give a fuck about the First Amendment. So we're going to lose this fucking battle. And they may have had some type of threat put against them or whatever the fuck. Any radio station or TV network, they have one of about a billion things that the FCC could go up their ass with a wire brush about if wanted to. It's kind of like at the point I made yesterday. Any cop can pull you over. You can just make up something wrong with your car and they can pull you over. My opinion is they knew they were going to get fucked in the butt if Kimmel stayed on there. He made one slight comment about the Kirk thing. It wasn't even that bad. And that was all they needed to do. Boom. Off you go. Is this a First Amendment thing? Probably. But my point was, it's Trump's ball. It's Trump's football field. It's Trump's team. You are not going to win. And besides, ABC was like, we couldn't afford this fucker anyway. Nobody's watching. We could put two flies fucking on the air, and it would be the same amount of viewership. It doesn't matter. Big deal. 1 million people a night. That's nothing. Nick writes, Kimmel's stock has gone way up from this. He could go to Fox or even Netflix and make a boatload of money. Is that right? Or is that like, is that opinion? E-Rock says, Fallon's show is designed to just make clips for YouTube, not a traditional talk show. He adds, if Colbert and Kimmel are not on, Fallon will still be third. This is the clip from last night, Jimmy Fallon.
Is that Jimmy Kimmel was suspended by ABC after pressure from the FCC, leaving everyone thinking WTF.
That's stupid. Yeah.
This morning, I woke up to 100 text messages from my dad saying, I'm sorry they canceled your show. I go, that's not me. That's Jimmy Kimmel. But to be honest with you all, I don't know what's going on. And no one does. But I do know Jimmy Kimmel. And he's a decent, funny, and loving guy. And I hope he comes back. Yeah, a lot of people are worried that we won't keep saying what we want to say or that we'll be censored. But I'm going to cover the president's trip to the UK just like I normally would.
Okay, here it comes. That's the setup.
Here we go. Well, guys, President Trump just wrapped up his 3-day trip to the UK, and he
looked incredibly handsome.
So stupid, I love it.
As always, his tie was
exactly the right length.
And his face looked
like a color that exists in nature.
And his hair looked
better than Conrad's from The Summer I Turned Pretty.
During the trip, protesters managed to project images onto the sides of Windsor Castle of Trump standing next to his good friend, Jeff
Goldblum.
Even though his administration still insists that he's not in the
Goldblum
file, which we all know is absolute bull.
True.
Anyway, to sum it up, President Trump is
making America great again by restoring our national reputation, reinvigorating our economy, and rebuilding our military. I hereby nominate him for the Nobel Peace Prize.
And you can quote me on that.
I laughed. Okay? I thought that was good. Kimmel stated yesterday he's done. He doesn't want to continue. Nick says Kimmel could just build his own studio and do it on the internet. It's what Carolla and Tucker have done, along with all the other exiled broadcasters. Yeah, that's true. You know, you take a look at me. I'm in there with those guys and my 46 people currently at this time enjoying the show, which is a good day. It's a good day. Badger says, bring back Conan. Is he gone? I don't pay attention to this shit. David says he isn't funny. I don't know if you mean Conan or this clip. Yoda World says, not a bad gag. Black Belt Nick says, see, that's funny. Ben Glaze says he was finally funny. Scott says, that's funny shit. Bob says, so funny. Stop. I can't breathe. Come on, give him a break. Yoda World says, I mean, for late night, that's not bad. Badger says, blah. You see, Badger is one of my MAGA friends, and so is Bob. And they're kind of cunty, these two. I have so many of my MAGA friends who get caught up in their own feelings.
Look at that funny, because he's making fun of my guy. Oh, shit.
Shut up. Runner Girl says, I think it's pretty funny, but I'm not a good judge since I laugh at everything. No, you are a good judge. Okay? Your joyousness makes the world better. If you just, listen to me, if you did a Patreon of just you giggling and laughing, and I still don't know if it would just be you and you'd be hearing funny shit and the audience could hear the funny shit or they don't hear the funny shit, as long as you're laughing, just a clip of you laughing. You know how much joy you would bring humanity? And you could just call it Amy's Giggling Patreon page. That's it. It would just, 'cause I'll tell you this right now. If I'm doing a show and you're in the Zoom and you start laughing, I'm going to laugh at you laughing at whatever the fuck you're laughing at. Okay? You're a female producer, Joe. I used to laugh so hard at that asshole laughing. Okay? All right, that is Act One of the podcast. Act Two is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.